Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have an unusual show for you tonight. The show is themed Making a Difference, and we have representatives of three organizations that are making a difference in their community. Our first guests are Gene Rotondo, the president of the Belmont Shore Business Association, and Tori Bush, the executive director of the BSBA. Welcome, both of you, to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
Belmont Shore Business Association for years has been famous for many events, but none more, Gene, than the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade. And again, this is going to be an exciting event for the community.
We're looking forward to it, 22nd year. And I think we're expecting probably around 70, 75,000 people this year.
And Tori, you've been the executive director for over a year now, and I noticed that the promotions seem to be enlarging, and but the parade is the big event, isn't it?
It is, and this year we have a lot of special surprises. So and our theme is Hometown Heroes, so we're really trying to focus on the people that we have locally in this area and try to honor those people.
And I understand that the Grand Marshal of this year's parade, and being a professor at Long Beach State, we are so overjoyed to have Misty May as the Grand Marshal.
Right. Misty May is our Grand Marshal. We're thrilled to have her.
Olympian gold medalist in volleyball.
Right, beach volleyball.
And she'll be leading the parade.
Yes, she will.
Wonderful. Now, I know that there are some rules for this year's parade that you want to stress to our viewing audience. Gene?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing we did the change last year was the chairs. It got to the point where people were putting them out on Thursday night for Saturday.
For viewing the parade Saturday.
Yeah.
Which obstructs traffic and bus stops and everything.
And it's hard for people to get in and out of cars, et cetera, and so safety hazards. So now it's 3 o'clock on the day of the parade.
Okay, no chairs before 3 o'clock. It is, in a sense, that's a sign of the success of the parade, that people want to see it so much that they're willing to spend all that extra effort to get a good seat.
Exactly.
Well, and now it makes it for a really nice family environment.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are not only bringing their chairs at 3, but they're staying down there till the parade begins
out
at 6.
Yeah.
So from 3 to 6, you see families down there, you see kids skateboarding, because the streets are shut off as well. So then you have a really nice family environment. There's a lot of restaurants and retail that are going to offer specials out in front of their existing store front, maybe hot chocolate or coffee or whatnot. So, to try to capitalize on the family environments coming down.
And this year, Straight Talk will be participating in the parade.
Yeah, you're going to be in the parade in a nice convertible car.
Wow, that is exciting. We'll be able to wave to everybody. Now, it's not just the holiday parade, the Christmas parade, but many events throughout the year, Tori, that BSBA sponsors.
Right, and I think our second greatest success is our car show. And in September, we just had our 15th annual car show, and it brought down about 70,000 people. Again, we close off the streets entirely, and it's a great day for Belmont Shore.
And Gene, the idea, of course, is to attract business and traffic to the shore. But these events really become staples of the community. Your Stroll and Savers and the other events down there.
Right. Some of the events with closing of the streets obviously presents somewhat of a problem because businesses, some of the businesses benefit that day. Some of them, it's a way of them having people see their venues, their stores, and be able they'll get the business down the road, maybe a week, maybe a month down the road, but
sure,
they'll remember Belmont Shore.
Now, Gene, you're the president, owner of Legends, as many of our regular viewers know, but you contribute a lot of time to the work of the BSBA, so we thank you for that.
Yeah, well, we like to see the businesses survive there. We probably have the best collection of businesses within, I think, the Long Beach area.
Yes.
And there, with all the restaurants, with all the retail, I don't think there's any other place in Long Beach, really, that offers what we offer there.
Sure. And, Tori, you wanted to mention a couple of the major sponsors of this year's parade.
Yeah, I'm pleased to say that our sponsors for the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade, Anheuser-Busch, the Boeing Companies, and Community Hospital of Long Beach.
Great.
So we're really excited to have them join us.
Now, many of you have visited the parade, but for those who haven't, let's take a look at last year's wonderful parade, which, by the way, Charter Cable televises and will be televising every Sunday night at 5:30 for 3 weeks during December, even bumping Straight Talk Sunday night replay. But this is a great event.
Attention to those as we go throughout the evening. And Tori, I know you're as excited that this thing is finally starting.
I am, and I'd really like to give our sincere appreciation to those who sponsored us. And I'll just start with telling you that Boeing is a huge sponsor, as well as Anheuser-Busch.
Well, Tori, I can hear your voice, and you're the co-moderator with John Craig of the parade. And I know, Gene, it started a long, long time ago as kind of a ragamuffin group of cars and floats, and you've just built this thing into a major event.
Yeah, we actually have legitimate floats in here now. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to the parade on Saturday, December 4th. It starts at 6 o'clock, and as Tori mentioned, you can set up chairs after 3 o'clock for the parade. And Misty May, the Grand Marshal, and it should be another exciting parade for the community. How many years is it now, Gene?
22.
22 years. Wow. Wow. And you have 245 businesses in the BSBA. And the Shore is really one of the, as you mentioned, prosperous areas of the city.
Right. We're always looking for new ideas. We just did a chili cook-off that was an incredible success.
Yeah.
Exceeded all of our expectations. We're thinking about having maybe a chocolate festival in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Shore is the place to stroll and savor, to enjoy, and it just doesn't happen. There's a very vibrant business organization that also works with the residents in solving mutual areas of concern. So make a date to come down for the parade on Saturday, December 4th, and we'll be waving at you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Street
Talk. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. Stay with us for more of the show after these messages.